All right. Hi, you guys. Welcome to our panel. You are at How to Rock South by Southwest, Achieving a Geekgasm. And these are our fine panelists, and we will go through our slides and then at the end have a Q&A. So if you have a question, I mean, during the panel, feel free to raise your hand and we may or may not ignore you.
Throw something at us.
It'll be awesome. If you went to How to Rock South by Southwest yesterday at the 3:30 panel, this is kind of more an advanced guide. So we may cover some similar things, but, you know, this is really for people who want to get down and dirty with South by Southwest and experience it in ways that you may not have realized were possible. So I guess we should go with the introductions then.
Actually, I think we wanted to do a hand check to see how many people actually went to the How to Rock South by Southwest panel yesterday.
Okay.
Well, good.
Damn.
We have some How to Rock harder.
It's a good 40%.
All right. So this is how to gently stalk us in the future. So don't take that too literally. So my name is Veronica Belmont. I'm the host and producer of a daily web show called Mahalo Daily. Formerly worked for CNET.com for 3 years, where I produced podcasts and did reviews and video shows. You can find me at veronicabelmont.com, twitter.com/Veronica, pounce.com/Veronica, Flickr photos, early sound. Or you can find me on Facebook, which I use more than most things. This is my second year here at South by Southwest. I'm really looking forward to kind of experiencing more of the social aspect of it than last year. I did a lot of shooting last year and didn't have a chance to have much fun. So I'm looking forward to, you know, getting the ability to meet more people and hang out and kind of experience it as a whole rather than just work my ass off, which is always good. Casey?
Oh man, I'm next. All right. Well, I'm Casey McKinnon, and for the past 2.5 years, I've been producing web videos with my lovely boyfriend over there in the black cowboy hat.
Everyone right turn and look.
It's Rudy Jishan.
We've
produced Galacticast, A Comic Book Orange, and KitCast together, and now I'm looking for new projects. I should be launching something soon, so just keep an eye on me. But to stalk me, those are my URLs and stuff, and yeah, I'm on Facebook too. I'm on pretty much every single social network out there. Aside from that, I'm here mostly for film this year, actually. I'm trying to branch out, and so I have some smart panels to let you know about. Because, you know, film and interactive are really crossing over these days with internet video. So,
and Casey's very exotic because she's from Canada.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm the token Canadian on the panel.
And we're all from San Francisco, so she's the diversity in the panel. And then who do we have next? We have Ryan King.
So speaking of diversity, I'm the token male on the panel. And besides taking flattering photos like that one you see on the on the screen, which may have been the first ever simultaneous two-fisting at South by Southwest.
Ooh, that's quite a claim.
Fisting.
It might be.
Anyone else got other photos of this?
rumor has it that someone's been able to do three, but there's no evidence of that yet. So, but those are the URLs to stalk me, if you wish. I'm an independent web developer, contractor, and whatnot. I used to work at Technorati up until last November. Work on a bunch of open source projects, and I have a master's degree in internet engineering, which is interesting only because of how you abbreviate it, which is, for web developers, it's funny because it's MSIE is the abbreviation. Only in this room is that work.
It's a good crowd.
Good crowd. Where? Huh? University of San Francisco.
That's Starfleet Academy.
Yes. And also in my spare time, I make single page, single word websites such as istwitterdown.com.
Use it.
It's actually...
You're good, man.
The only problem is we need istwitterdown.com because... It actually kind of sucks. It goes down all the time too, and it's wrong. It's wrong about 20% of the time.
Really?
It's wrong.
No,
kind
it's
of
on
often.
The internet. It's true.
Oh yeah. Sorry, okay. Forgot.
Forgot about
yeah.
that.
Forgot that
rule. Yeah.
Forgot the party line on that one.
Right.
So, that's me.
And how many years have you been coming?
Oh, this is my third year at South by Southwest. Each year I've had a platinum badge and stayed for the entire 10 days. Mostly just because I really like watching independent music and stuff like that. So second half of the week is a lot of fun for me.
All right, excellent. And now we have the fabulous Glenda Bautista.
Hi, how's it going?
She is the true South by Southwest pro on the panel today, so defer to her for any and all questions in the future.
Hello, I'm Glenda Bautista. So basically, those are all the stockable URLs, and with the addition of glenda.wordpress.com. So my thing is that actually Pounce is probably up there only because it is the only social network that I am on where my username is not Glenda. So it's G-L-E-N-D-A. I am just trying to maximize my SEO. So anyway, I am a product manager actually in my day life. For a search engine, actually. And I actually used to work at Technorati up until about last May. So I have worked with Ryan King before. Let's see, I've been going to South by Southwest for a while now. This is my fourth South by Southwest. This is my second time on a panel on how to rock South by Southwest. So I kind of set the standard for bringing the booze onto panels. So Hugh, please don't kill me. I know this is being podcast. And I guess that's it for the most part. So if you wanted to get down, hang out, please feel free to follow me because I totally have Twitter diarrhea and I will tell you everything about anywhere you ever need to be. Please feel free to also direct message me as well.
All right, so I'm just curious, just to get a sense of how many years you guys have been coming to South by Southwest. Is this the first year that they've been here? Wow.
Noob. Oh, my God.
Holy moly.
Fresh blood.
I guess that's good that you're here then. Second year? Third year?
What are you doing here?
Oh, we've got some better.
All right.
Nice. Excellent. They may have already achieved geekasm.
Yeah, this is going to be
times,
old hat to
multiple.
You guys.
It's okay to get multiple, yeah.
Snap.
So wrong.
All right, so what do we got first here on our panel today? You are in charge of the what?
Well, you forgot me.
Oh, crap. You?
Ariel.
This is Ariel Waldman. She is our wonderful panel organizer for the day. Thank you very much for getting us all together. And why don't you tell us about what you do?
Yeah, so I keep them all in check, but Veronica's the boss. So. So my name is Ariel Waldman. I'm a social media insights consultant. What does that mean? I essentially stalk people online professionally, or at least I like to say that. But URLs you can find me at. I'm also the community manager for Pounce. I also am a columnist for Engadget. Overall, super geek. As far as coming to South By this year, definitely to achieve geekgasm in a very pleasurable way, whether or not it's gently is to be seen.
We're taking that metaphor very far.
Yes.
The token single female on the panel, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Yes, single, as well as Ryan. Don't forget Ryan.
I didn't say male.
Yes, this is my second year, so I was a noob last year, so I was amongst you. made some mistakes, but had a great time, so it's pretty awesome, yeah. So.
Well done. I'm sorry I forgot you, but you're on this side, and it went that way, and then don't be mad at
me. I'm a wallflower, so.
She's deceptively quiet.
Yes.
So why are you here? That is kind of the big question. Most of us here are here to network and to meet people and to kind of find out what's going on in the industry. But there's a lot of different reasons that you come for South by Southwest. So panelists, why are you guys here? Anyone want to take that question?
I'll start. why am I here? For me, South by Southwest is a great, as you said, networking opportunity. But it's an opportunity for a number of people that I work with online, mostly whether it's on, you know, open source projects or standards or just working in the same industry and spend most of my year stalking them online. I get to stalk them in person for this week. So it's a great time to like meet people face to face that either I'd interacted with only online for a long time or maybe I didn't really know them online. I just appreciated their work. You know, I read their blog, you know, or, you know, used their websites and stuff like that. It's an opportunity to meet them face to face and like and actually have a more real connection with them.
I'm here to network and it's with fans and friends and new people. And yeah, that's about it. So network with me, baby.
Seeing that it is my fourth year, I come to network as well, just to meet the faces behind all the people that I run into online all the time. I think it's particularly important, and I mention this every time I'm on a How to Rock South by Southwest panel, that It's incredibly important that you'll be tempted by the fact that you will be hanging out with tons of geeks from all over the place. And the thing is that I know that the comfortable is incredibly comfortable, and you might want to stick with everybody in your own scene. So you should really do your best to get out there and not hang out with the people that you're going to be hanging out with at home anyway. And that may happen for the first hour. But this is the only time in the year that we get to come together as a community and really, you know, have some face time between ourselves. We don't get a lot of that, and I realize that for geeks in general, you exhibit incredibly social behavior online behind your monitors, but you don't necessarily have that face time with people. So just wanted to throw that out there.
Why are you here?
Why am I here?
Yeah.
Well, it's very interesting. I would also say networking, but you've all said that. So I'm going to go with the social aspects, not necessarily business networking, but definitely meeting the new people that are making cool shit every year is pretty exciting. Parties are also exciting, but, you know, you can have good or bad experiences with that. Hooking up is also exciting. Anyway, moving on.
More on that later.
Yeah, more on that later. I'm sure, yeah. No, but I think overall it's just really the actual ability to meet everyone in person. When people ask me what South By is like, I say it's like having the entire internet in person, and it's just as fucking weird and overwhelming as you would imagine. So that's kind of sums me up.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. To interweb. So there are obviously, considering we are a vastly internet-connected community, there's a lot of different ways that you can get information about South by Southwest online and communicate with fellow conference attendees. And of course, if you went to the panel yesterday, you know all about Twitter, and you probably know about Pounce just from hearing about it online. But there's many other ways of staying in touch. For example, there are alerts that you can get from South by Southwest, the actual conference. They can be a little bit annoying sometimes. Mobile alerts, yeah. But especially if you're already getting a large flow of information from Twitter and Dodgeball and other such social networks, you may probably don't need the conference alerts, but they are good to know, especially if it's one of your first years. Anyone else have any mobile alert kind of ideas
or
to talk about? Interweb stuff?
Well, there's definitely a lot of interweb stuff that helps, but unfortunately, it's a lot of stuff that helps to do before you show up. So this might be a tip for next year for coming back. Really, in terms of maximizing your party ROI, doing research ahead of time to figure out, you know, like, because not all the parties are official parties. Not all of them are on the South by Southwest website. Some of them are a little bit harder to find out about and stuff. But if you do a little bit of work, basically by you know, using upcoming.
Yeah, there's an upcoming group, actually.
Yeah, the upcoming group.
Or even South by Southwest Interactive.
Seeing what your other friends who are going to South by Southwest are going to, what parties they're going to. That helps a lot to prepare. And in particular,
your soon-to-be friends.
Exactly. And then also, especially if you're staying for music, there's a lot of parties to find out about for music, and a lot of them actually are free but require RSVP ahead of time. And RSVP, you just have to send an email. That's all you have to do. But you have to do that ahead of time in order to get on the list, in order to get in. So the advice there is to find every party and RSVP for every single party, and then you can decide later whether you want to go or not. And that helps a lot, because the worst thing is when you're like, you know, you get to the point of the point in the week where you want to go to the party, but you didn't RSVP ahead of time, and you can't go now just because you didn't send an email a week before, which is kind of an annoying way to do it. But
actually, there was one party that I found particularly annoying because I put attending on Facebook, and then they sent a message to everyone saying, "Oh, you have to RSVP on this other site." That was pretty annoying. I don't think I'll be going to that one.
Yeah, Casey, can't remember what it is, though. What's been your experience as not only being an interactive attendee, but also you do a lot more stuff on the film side as well? So how do you organize your day between the two different, which are really almost different conferences?
I pretty much just figure out which ones are the cool ones, which ones are the places where I'm going to meet people, and go from there. I've already been here, so I don't want to go to all the parties where I already know every single person. So I'm trying to branch out. I'm going to the Technicolor party, yo, because what's Technicolor been doing for the past 40 years?
I don't know. Good point. Yeah, if you have a gold pass or if you have the ability to check out some of the other conference stuff like music and film, it's definitely worth the time and effort to learn about other industries and also see where what you're working on intersects with other fields, I think is good. All right, what else do we have here? Life casting. Do not want. We all love iJustine, but when you see a camera coming at you, when you're at a party or something, be careful. Be very afraid. Because anything that happens at South by Southwest ends up on the internet in some way or another eventually. And that can be frightening.
Everything on the internet is true, right?
Yes. Everything on the internet is also true. Even if it's not true.
Is that Sean Bonner's?
It is.
Hi, Sean. Thanks. Yeah. There's no credit on there, Ariel.
Sean.
There's a Sean. Is it cool that you Sean Bonner thing on this on the thing? Yeah. That's good.
He didn't make it, so.
Okay. So yeah, the internet is a fickle beast, and if a rumor about you ends up on there, it's kind of hard to squash at that point. So just be careful.
Avoid Justine. I know she's really cute, but.
No, she's great. She's a great girl. No. But I just mean like cameras in general can be frightening.
And on the flip side, that if you're the one with the camera. You might be used to having a camera strapped to your head 24 hours a day, if you are Justine, or 12 other people in the world that do that. but, you know, you may be used to it, but people around you aren't necessarily used to it. And I suppose this goes for taking photos with your camera phone or whatever else as well. Like, you know, not everyone's used to a fully documented lifestyle. And so maybe asking before taking photos every once in a while wouldn't be such a bad idea. And especially asking before you post them on the internet with their name tagged on it and in compromising positions.
Yes. Yeah, even if you ask like permissions from somebody just to, you know, take a picture or whatever, like oftentimes you'll end up getting a better picture if you ask the person. That's number one. And number two, I think that, you know, it's a good way to meet people even if you're just asking them for permission to take their photo. Right. And that way you can credit the photo later and, you know.
You're like, hey, so what's your name so I can tag this, right?
That's true.
What's your email address so I can send you a link?
Right. Exactly. Yeah. There you go. It's a whole,
yeah,
it's a whole
totally.
New way to meet cute people. These are some of the ways that we stay in touch with what's going on here at South by Southwest. TweetScan, I'm sure you're all familiar with Twitter. But the one problem that I've had with Twitter, and especially with getting replies from Twitter, is that you can only see a comment directed at you in a reply form if it has the at Veronica or at your name in the first part of the sentence. I've been told otherwise, but it's never, ever, ever worked for me, no matter how many settings I've gone through. So TweetScan is a great way to find out. You can search for South by Southwest if you want to see all the information that's happening from conference attendees on Twitter, or if you want to see if anyone's commenting at you about something and they didn't happen to put your name in the first part of the tweet, it can be right there. So it's a great way to follow what's going on without, you know, it's basically a search engine for Twitter. It's getting that meta at this point. Pounce is another good one. Ariel, of course, being the, what are you again, community manager?
Yes.
The community manager of Pounce. She knows quite a great deal about the service and how it works. They have their own stream of information that has to do with South by Southwest. You can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the tweet scan. It's essentially something that was created by one of our users, really awesome, within the last few days. So we really appreciate it. But it's same as tweet scan. It's an easy way to just see everything that's being said about South by Southwest on Pounce. The links, photos, videos of, well, probably the documentation that we're talking about that ends up on in the interweb or Pounce the next day is there. So,
Yep. You guys want to talk about Sketch?
Well, Sketch.org actually was covered in the How to Rock panel, but I'll just do that real quickly. So all you got to do is go there. It's actually a pretty great interface in order to, you know, just basically pick and choose your panels, look at the descriptions really quick, and it situates itself on a timeline for the most part. It's actually, I was preparing for this panel and I actually came across sketch.org and I kind of realized that I wanted to go to panels this year because it just seems to me that sometimes I just never end up going. And it's not that I don't learn anything, it's just that, you know, I just get so caught up in that corridor right there and I end up recharging a lot. But Sketch.org definitely is one worth checking out. That's new for 08. And of course, send the founders your feedback as well if you find that something's missing on Sketch.org.
I think the guys that created the website might actually be here. Is that true? Yep.
You guys here? Hey, good okay. job.
Hi. So talk to that guy.
Awesome tool.
Yeah, stalk them.
And then three rows up is Leah Culver from Pounce.
Oh.
Yeah, so if it breaks, you can direct all
so
your
So we're only
ATM.
Plugging things of people that are in the room.
Thanks for making it.
It's not our fault they're all here. Yeah, and Ning is also, as you know, a social network. Well, it's many social networks based on different interests and likes and communities and whatnot. And, of course, there's one based on South by Southwest that I haven't actually checked out. Have you guys? I didn't get a chance
nope.
to look at that one, no?
Ning, actually, yeah, you do build that community. It is a social network of social networks. Particularly, I think when I looked at Ning, it was about 700 to 800 South by Southwest attendees and climbing. It actually covers the whole gamut, so there are a lot of interactive participants as well as film and music. So that's worth checking out. Actually, you can have that face to the name really, really quickly. And the dialogue actually has been pretty good on Ning, so take a look.
And lest we forget, the calendar provided by southbysouthwest.com.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Every panel you can just click add to calendar, and then you can actually subscribe to your whole schedule and stick it in whatever calendar reader you use.
And then realize you're quadruple booked at all times.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
Sketch.org, actually, you're able to also, I was printing stuff out, and it formats perfectly for a piece of paper. That's pretty cool. Once you pick all your panels on Sketches,
what?
I actually went all analog because I had to mark it up, you know, before I actually like.
You mean mark up with a pen?
Yes. I'm so like.
You know. Hey, you made me use paper.
It has to be with geeks. I guess
get rid of your laptops, burn your laptops, and bring around a pen and paper.
Hippie. San Francisco hippie. In Canada, we're much more forward thinking.
That's what I've heard. So yeah, you can also add to the iCal as well. So once you've picked all your panels, just, you know, pretty much have it poop out into your iCal.
Nice.
Yeah, poop it out. So also, in terms of other internet things, every conference here or every panel has a Meebo channel, I believe, a back channel discussion thing on Meebo.com. So you can check that out. That's awesome as well, and it's great that they're doing that this year. I mean, everyone's kind of looking for, like, the next big thing in terms of killer apps for the South by Southwest, and I'm not sure if we've quite found it yet, but Meebo's great. It's not new, but it's very convenient for use during panel discussions. And speaking of which, all right, panels. That's what you're supposed to be here for. So we have a few guidelines and suggestions for panel attending. You want to go to the...
Oh, sure. I have a few recommendations on which panels to attend. There's a few interesting ones. One that's happening today, speaking of our friend Sean Bonner and our also friend Tontek, there is body optimization, which is really hilarious because I don't think it has anything to do with interactive, but he sneaked it on there. That's the kind of rock star quality he has.
Oh, by the way, Tontek's a drinking game, so whenever you hear the name Tontek at South by Southwest, drink.
Yes, we forgot. It's a pretty awesome game.
Four microformats.
Yes. Oh,
second
yes.
row, turning red.
Yes.
Mr. Celli.
Right there. Wave. So body optimization, essentially if you want to see cute boys and cute girls talking about their bodies, really awesome panel. when and where? 3:30, which reminds me,
it's
I should, 3:30 today.
Where is it, Tontek? Do you know what room? Ballroom C, level one.
Wow.
All right.
Sounds serious.
Okay. So the next one I have to recommend,
sexual privacy online?
Yes, sexual privacy online. I'm trying to find when it is. Sunday. Okay, so sexual privacy online. This one will be interesting. It has Violet Blue, who is also very cute and, you know, talking about sex. The problem is that it's at the same time as LOL What, which I've heard everyone is going to. So it's like,
yeah.
LOL Cats or sex? I don't know.
If only you didn't have to choose.
I
nice
know.
Scheduling.
I really would like both. So that's another one. So it's called
Ariel likes furries.
Oh my god!
Spread
everything
pass it
on the
on.
Internet is true.
Someone put it on the internet, then it'll be true.
No.
Overheard.
Someone's toy.
Ariel Waldman
wow.
likes
that unicorn
furries.
That's been walking around.
Yeah.
No, hot.
Hot unicorn.
Where's the podcast pickle, by the way? Where's the freaking podcast pickle? Has anyone seen the podcast pickle? I'm so
sorry. Hopefully
sad.
He's dead. Smushed.
That's rough.
Eaten.
Giant
cheeseburger. I can has?
So moving on from lolcats and sex, which are awesome.
We're spiraling now. It's
right, we're...
lolcat hell.
The next, which is fairly geeky and has more to do with something that you could go back to your boss and say that you went to this, would be building portable social networks. This is essentially for, I'm guessing, anyone who hates Facebook, anyone who hates entering all their information every time, anyone who hates people saying you need to be on Twitter, Pounce, whatever, Facebook, MySpace, please don't be on MySpace. Yeah, it's essentially for people who hate social networks but can't stop talking about them, I think. So those are my recommendations.
That sounds like a good one. And Casey, what do you have?
I've got a nice list here. 2:30 today, there's a film called A Necessary Death, which I'm quite interested in. It's about a filmmaker who, it's a documentary, and he's looking for a person who wants to commit suicide to follow through that process of, until death. So that's pretty interesting. It's at the Alamo Ritz, too.
That sounds 2:30. Cheerful.
Yeah, very cheerful indeed. On a geekier note, at 10 p.m. tonight, there's Blip Festival Reformat the Planet at the Dolby Theater. This is about Game Boy music. So, who doesn't love that? Sunday at 11:30 a.m., we have a panel called Animation and Digital Effects on a Budget in room 12AB. It's Stu Mashwis right over there. From The Orphanage, who is completely kick-ass. He wrote a book called The DV Rebels Guide. And for anyone who wants to make awesome kick-ass videos, you gotta buy that book because it's like our Bible for Galacticast. At 10:30 p.m. on Sunday, we have Nerdcore Rising, which follows the Nerdcore movement. It's a documentary, another film, in Alamo Lamar 2. And Monday at 3:30 p.m., we've got a panel called Online Adulation. Use, Don't Abuse Your Fans. And the reason I'm highlighting it is because I'm on it. So it's in room 8. Come.
So Glenda has about 400,000 panels she wants to recommend.
I do, and I probably will not make all of them, Obviously, if I keep drinking the way I have been.
Give us the highlights.
So we talked about the tokens on the panel. I'm the token minority, as it were. And I happen to like things about culture. So I'm going to be checking out Where Are the Black Tech Bloggers? Let's see, The Real Dragon, Understanding the Web and Digital Media in China. There's also one particular film I want to check out, which is called The Art of Karaoke. Loving the karaoke. And that's pretty much, for the most part, going to be it. I'm also going to try to be looking at the website Internationalization Lessons. So I'm interested in internationalization as well. So that's pretty much going to be it for me, for the most part.
All right, Ryan?
All right, so I have a few interactive panels to recommend. First of which is one called Worst Website Ever, which is actually a sort of, part of what reason I recommend it is it's kind of a non-traditional panel. It's not a bunch of people sitting up there. Is this the one I thought it was?
It's the second one, yeah.
Right. So it's not a traditional like panel with a bunch of people sitting up there. It's more of a competition where a bunch of groups of people come up with what they hope is the worst idea ever and pitch it as an actual company pitch. So it's more probably more entertaining than enlightening. But that's a big part of what makes South by Southwest interesting. And also, that reminds me of one I'd recommend you go to, except for the fact that it was yesterday, which is called Battle Decks,
which is
maybe the funnest hour of South by Southwest each year. So, in other words, go to it next year. The idea being that the idea of Battle Decks is the organizer puts together a bunch of PowerPoint decks of really, really random stuff that just it doesn't make sense at all. There's always themes. Like this year's themes were Prince and Amy Winehouse,
Arrington,
sorry.
Michael Arrington, yes. Bar charts that had wood paneling on them.
Very
classy keynote effects. But then people have to give presentations, having not seen the decks, and they get rated by judges on how well they were able to flow between the slides, how well they were able to tie the themes of the slides together, and whether they're able to get through it in the 5 minutes. So it's very entertaining and a lot of fun, and I would recommend going to it next year when you can. there's another panel I recommend. It's called Green Software. It's, I believe, I didn't write the times down, but I can find them. Tuesday, it's being moderated by a friend of mine, Kim Lama, and it's talking about, since everyone is interested in, you know, greening the earth and making things better, it's talking on a serious note, like how can software be more green, and how can it help the green movement. And then I also like to recommend actually one film, just because of its geekiness factor. It's a film called 21, which is an interesting film because it's about the MIT poker team. You may have read a book called Bringing Down the House, which I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it's directly based on the book, but
isn't that a Queen Latifah movie?
Yes, that's probably why the movie's named something different besides Bringing Down the House. But it's really interesting, especially for math nerds, and also for people that are interested in kind of analyzing social interactions, because a group of MIT nerds essentially hacked Las Vegas and made tens of millions of dollars in the process, and then got caught and got shot at.
You're ruining the story for everyone.
Oh, no.
Spoilers.
Oh, no.
I mean, you probably all know the story, but come on, man.
No, I'm...
This is
just the teaser. There's much more to the story. Of course, I can't spoil it because I haven't seen the movie.
Well, still, I mean, come on.
I've read the book, though, so...
Anyway, you reminded me that my film recommendation is Second Skin, which I saw last night and is absolutely amazing. It's a documentary about people who have basically second lives within, massively multiplayer online role-playing games. So it deals with people who have made friends and built communities in World of Warcraft and EverQuest and Second Life. But it also deals with people who are heavily addicted and have kind of lost their lives because of these games. It's very balanced and very fair representation of that community, which I appreciated a lot. And I think they're showing it on Tuesday and then also Thursday. So if you have a chance, definitely check that one out. For panels, for me, I'm going to say Go For It, Attracting Girls in Technology. That's something that I'm really into and feel very passionately about, is getting more women involved in our field. I think that, you know, there's a good amount of women in blogging and in journalism, but not a lot of women doing the actual IT side of things, the developing and the programming. And I think that, you know, women are you know, obviously very bright and intelligent human beings, and they should not feel intimidated by that kind of thing, which I'm scared of. You didn't know that?
No.
What?
That
no. No. I was just trying to be, like, have a good thing. Shut up. Anyway. God, don't interrupt me. I'm the moderator. I also, my keynote suggestion would be Jane McGonigal, who is from Avant Game. And I saw her speak at GDC, and it was one of the best presentations I've seen in a really long time. So I highly suggest that you go check out her keynote on Tuesday at 2 p.m. And other than that, I'm going to be at LOLWhat, because that's going to be awesome.
You prefer the LOLCAT.
Because I have a LOLCAT tendency, I think, in my daily comings and goings. And Blogs, Buzz, and Buddy Lists also sounds like a really interesting thing to check out.
Yeah, and that's actually in the film section.
Oh, yeah, there you go, see?
Karina Longworth is holding that panel.
Excellent, yeah, she's really great, too. Broadening our horizons.
Sarcasm queen.
So those are the panels that we suggest. But, you know, we're not all here for panels. We also have some tips, though, before we move on. Spring forward, bitches. The time is changing this week. Don't miss your panels because of the time. It would be poor form if you missed your morning panels because you forgot to change the clocks.
And ideally, you'd still be up at 2 a.m. to actually change the clock at the proper time.
Yeah, so no excuses.
So there's no excuses.
No excuses. You want to talk about this one?
Sure. Don't feel guilty taking a day off. I know that How to Rock yesterday was like, you cannot miss anything at any time. I don't necessarily believe that.
I respectfully disagree. I think moderation kills the spirit.
If you rock harder, if like us, you're going to need to take a day off. And by day off, we don't mean sitting in your hotel room being isolated and, you know, crying. I don't know. But
whatever it is you guys do.
Right. Whatever geeks do. Anyway.
Sit around, stare at the ceiling, and listen to Radiohead. What else do they do?
Yeah. So if you need to take a day off from panels because you are so overloaded and you're freaking out and you're stressing out and you're pretty much stressing out everyone around you by telling them that you're stressing out, just chill out in the hallways. Like, don't worry about missing panels. Yes, everything's really cool, and yes, you're going to learn a lot, but you're going to hit a wall at some point if you're doing it right. So don't feel guilty. You know, take your time out, chill, and then come back and continue rocking hard.
Right. And of course, there's some of us that do this for 10 days straight.
Yes, like us.
So ideally, though, I mean, if you can manage it to hit the wall exactly when you get home, then go for it, right?
Yes.
There's no reason that you have to, like, you know, take a day off in the middle if you can just pace yourself the entire time. And by pace yourself, I mean just don't pace yourself.
Double fisting, not triple fisting.
Right. Well, right. The double fisting is, I mean, that's a whole different topic. That's a very practical
issue. You're cut off from fisting from the rest of the panel, by the way. Thank you.
All right. Yeah, I was told there wouldn't be any fisting. But anyways, the double fisting is a whole other topic, which
I'm
is
so
dealing
twittering
with
that.
dealing with free bars, right? So a lot of the parties here are free alcohol, and you have to figure out how to most make best use of that. And most of the time, that means getting as many drinks as you can carry at the same time, which for most humans is two because you only have two hands.
No, you do the pyramid.
You can do the triple.
Like two in the hand like this, and then one like
you
that.
You do this thing, right?
Yeah, there you go, like that. That's good.
Good technique.
Learn that.
Yeah, so
learn it well.
Make use of that.
Next. No. Podcasts will be available after the conference. So if you missed anything, don't worry. You can download it and view it later at
like
your convenience.
Like how many times we said the word fisting during the panel?
I believe they'll be edited. We may be escorted from
I think Ariel said fuck before. That might have to be edited out. You did.
Under my...
No, it wasn't.
Fuck,
under your
you totally did.
That's enough. That is enough. I am moderator. That's stop bullshit. I gotta throw my weight around a little bit around here. Sheesh. What was I talking about? What? Oh.
Fisting?
Leave panels if they're boring. You won't offend anyone. If you're bored right now, you can leave. It's cool. We'll forgive you. There's lots of other cool stuff going on. I'll find you later and hunt you down, but that's okay. There's so much going on that if you find that, you know, it's not a panel of your liking, just quietly, you know, get up and leave. Make sure you don't slam the door behind you. No one's going to be
later.
Upset.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. I like your coat. Bye.
Good. Only one left.
Yes. I know where you live. But yeah, it's not going to offend anyone. Just do it respectfully and quietly, and it'll be cool. And hey, if you want to get in for free next year, if you're not press and already doing so, already speaking on a panel, suggest a panel. Come up with a great idea. Find some other people who are good representations of that topic, and get in for free. And you get a gold pass too, so you get to check out the film stuff also.
It's worth noting that it starts in June, the panel picking process. So don't wait till last minute if you have an idea for, you know, talking and think you can do better than us. Then bring it in June. So.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't take any kind of, you can be from anywhere, you can be anyone, suggest a panel. There's no, you know, prerequisite for doing so. Am I correct in saying that? Mm. Okay. So, yeah, I don't want to lie, because that would be on the internet. Parties! Yay! That's me
and
Zadi.
Nice.
Thank you.
Huzzah.
That is attractive, isn't it? Yeah, great. Parties are another reason we are all here, and there is just so much going on at the same time that we're going to recommend our top three for the next couple evenings. This is no way, you know, an endorsement or anything like that, but these are things that we're going to be at and we think are going to be pretty awesome.
This is by no means a suggestion that you should only go to these parties.
No.
You should always go to a party before you go to the party. And party after you go to the party.
Right. Yes. Yes, exactly. So tonight, which is Saturday night, 16-bit is going to be awesome. It's a little bit out of the way. It's not quite in the downtown. Well, it's in the downtown area,
kind
but
of.
Not. It's a little frightening. I won't lie
walkable
to you.
Walkable and over the highway.
Yeah. It's out there. It's at the Scoot Inn.
I.e. take a taxi. Just take a taxi.
Take a taxi or if you're walking with a group of people, it'll be fun. But it's a little bit out there. It's a great outdoor space, outdoor, indoor. There's going to be tons of people there, a lot of cool people to talk to and meet and network with.
One of those things.
Yeah, we have flyers.
Crazy Texan things.
Come get them.
So if you want to get a flyer afterwards. Oh, yeah, rickshaws are great, too.
It's also worth noting there's a lot of great reasons to actually take a cab or walk in a group to this party. It's very worth it. There will be a taco truck in case any of you are hungry, starving at a party before, or you feel like you need to be responsible before you start drinking. There will also be a freak show. Pretty awesome.
There is?
Yes, there's a freak show. There's also fire. I heard they were not allowed to use the like fire cannon.
Yeah, they couldn't do the 50-foot high fire installation thing.
But
there's I think there's some other fire installation, fire art stuff.
And most importantly, there will be an open bar. But get there early for that because if you drink us out of money, I don't know what to do. So.
So that is one definite party suggestion for this evening. But check out all the calendars out there. If you don't feel like walking that far or taking a cab, there's tons of stuff going on nearby the convention center. Also, and then tomorrow night, the South by Southwest Web Awards. I know a lot of the panelists disagree with me about the Web Awards.
I skipped it last year for a Chingon concert, and it was so worthwhile.
I don't know what that means.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
It's
is that
Robert
something
Rodriguez's
the kids
band.
Like? Is that
Canadian
hip to thing. The kids?
Dude.
I don't, what? Anyway, the Web Awards are a lot of fun. You get to honor some of the great creators in our industry, and it's just fun. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek, and it's not too serious, but...
Who's hosting this year?
I don't know. Who is hosting?
It was Zay Frank last year. I know who it isn't. It's not Zay Frank.
It's not Zay Frank.
Because that kind of makes or breaks the awards.
Yeah. Does anyone
not,
know?
Not naming names, but just saying.
What? Eugene Merman? Really? Is that what
no
you
way!
Said?
No, not Eugene. Man, we're old buddies. I don't know who the fuck he is.
You said,
stop it.
Sorry.
So that's going on
just
tomorrow.
Said it.
That's going to be at the Hilton. And it's a good time. It's a good time. Oh, and also, don't forget to bring your passes with you to events. Because a lot of times, you won't be able to get in past the door if you don't have your badge. So don't leave that at home. It may clash with your outfit. What's up?
You can RSVP, right?
Well, it's true. If you don't have a badge for the 16-bit party, you're not going to be able to get in. However, if you come see me after the panel and give me the full name of the person, I will try my hardest to get them on the VIP list as far as... So if you have any friends... Lane Becker's going to kill me for this. If you have any friends that don't have badges and you want to go to the 16-bit party, come see me after the panel. I will try my best to put their name on the list so that they can get in.
I see another hand.
I'm glad you asked that, actually. I was going to bring that up after we covered the other parties. There's a new party this year, which is actually a mobile
party.
It is a mobile traveling party and has nothing to do with mobile phones. it is a party in an RV, and it's called RVIP Lounge.
Can we get a ride in the RV to the Scoot Inn tonight?
You probably could. And here's how you get a ride in the RVIP Lounge. There's a Twitter account called RVIP Lounge. And if you follow that account, you can get updates of where the RV is. And then if you direct message the account, you might be able to convince them to come pick you up wherever you're at. And also
they're going to kill us.
Oh yeah,
it's the party van. I mean, how can they?
And the amenities of this RV include a karaoke machine, a full bar, which is actually in the shower. the beer is all stacked up in the shower of the RV, and a lounge, aka bedroom, in the back. But it's a lot of fun. We end up on a 5-hour. This guy says the greatest 5 hours of his life last night. We thought we were getting a ride from South Austin back
yesterday.
To downtown, and we ended up going to a place called the Enchanted Forest. I swear. There were no psychedelic drugs involved, though. I mean, this is an actual forest that was actually enchanted. I guess. It's actually a cool place to check
that
out.
That sounds right up my alley.
How many shots had you had at this point? Or
I had only one drink because I was actually navigating the RV. I was sitting in the co-pilot's chair.
It was very serious
times.
RV is seriousbusiness.com.
Well, that is the new mobile
dude,
party
need
on
to,
wheels.
We need to get to this party.
Okay, right.
This
right.
is the bomb, yo.
Sorry.
Canada.
Dude.
It takes a while for the lexicon to get up there. I don't know. It's a thing. So, yes, the Tumblr Next New Networks party is going to be off the hizook. Is that something that you're...
I don't know,
is that
man.
Good?
I don't know, but Veronica, me... Blonde Bonnie over there and Leah Culver, We're gonna rock this band.
Yeah, we have a fake band called Overheard. So we're gonna be awesome.
Epic in the Fails. Yeah. There's a couple of actually three band members are here.
Yep. Do we have anyone from Petty Internet Crimes in the house? No.
No.
Losers. They're
but anyone can anyone can go to this party with their badge and set up a rock band and just like put their name in and play rock band.
Yes, this will be Monday night at 9.
It is going to be the best party. I have no doubt.
It's going to be really, really fun. So we're going to have some rock band action. There's actually going to be a real band playing. I heard, which is okay, I guess. No, actually playing real instruments, which is like so analog. And it's going to be fun. So you guys should check that out for sure. Oh. You want to talk about your bag? She brought presents.
Oh, this might go a little bit before etiquette, but I'll still put up the slide because it's really funny. It's MJ from yesterday, if you remember her. So we also decided that when you're going around to these parties that you need kind of an emergency pack of not your gadgets, but other stuff. This was all compiled by the panelists. So first and foremost, we have antibacterial because there's a lot of people with cooties and gross stuff, and you don't want to deal with that, and you don't want to get sick. Seriously.
At the last party when it wasn't 16-bit and was actually 8-bit, there are all these porta potties just lined up across like the ends of it. And I noticed, I was hanging out like near there, and I noticed that a lot of people love to leave the porta potty. And there was like this huge tub of like antibacterial. So all you dirty bastards out there, please use antibacterial when you exit the porta potties.
Networking and porta potties, all the handshaking and card passing around makes for bad bedfellows.
All right. Next up on that same slide is airborne, also for getting sick. Please don't get sick here, and if you do, maybe
I'm
you
sorry,
should
sorry, what
sing.
Is that?
It's airborne.
We don't have that in Canada.
You also don't have iPhones for a while, so...
Hey, screw you, I got an iPhone yesterday.
Airborne, actually, you know, I don't agree with you on the airborne. Yeah. Airborne is going through a lawsuit right now for false claims that it doesn't actually work, and they lost... then those bitches lost. So I suggest that you use, what's the little packets? Emergency. Emergency is awesome and it tastes great. I just put it in water because I like it.
They're not a sponsor.
Is that weird? That's not weird? Okay. What's next?
Next, this one was suggested by Casey and it's really a good suggestion because we all experienced this yesterday. Band-Aids. Women and boys, apparently, Ryan experienced this too.
Yeah, don't wear new shoes.
Don't wear new shoes.
We know you all went on a shopping spree before coming to South by Southwest, so you could be geek chic.
Having bloody feet is not the most attractive thing at parties.
What are you talking about? That's hot.
this isn't the fetish panel.
Well, why not? We already discussed furries. Next, also suggested by Veronica now. Advil hangovers, they happen. Some of you might be hungover right now. If you need Advil, sure, this is my personal supply, but come see me. I'll be nice.
It's kind of obvious, but, you know, it's good to have.
And now suggested by Ariel.
Right, now suggested by me. Condoms and lube. You need it. Don't deny it. Yesterday at How to Rock, they said there's not enough sex happening at South By. That is so not true. Just please be safe, and, you know, don't hurt yourself.
The lube is because the air is dry, right? That's for
yes,
your hands?
Yes.
Okay. It's really dry here, so just make sure you have moisturizing
now
agents.
Now we're going to really need that antibacterial lotion.
Antibacterial
hello, lotion nice to meet you.
Does not protect you against STDs either, so use it properly. All right, phones.
Phones, finally. This is something that maybe not all of you will do, but... you're going to be meeting a lot of new people, and giving your phone number is the easiest way to get in touch. Hey, let's meet up. They seem cute and cool and nice when you first meet them, but maybe a few weeks after South By, you might realize that they write for a trashy blog, or that they're a horrible person, or that all of your friends hate them, but you didn't know that at South By, and then you're like, oh, crap, they have my phone number. You may want to consider not giving the most personal information about you. I personally have an extra phone. So if I end up giving you an 816 number, I'm sorry, but I'm not sure about you yet.
And if you're not unimaginably wealthy like Ariel and can't afford to have a second phone at all times, Grand Central, if you can get an invite, just come up with a Grand Central number and give that out, and it'll route it to your regular cell phone, and also you can screen your messages and calls and whatnot. So
I just changed we got 10 minutes. People's names so that, like I know this guy David, and he turned out to be really creepy and kept calling me and stuff, so I changed his name to David Don't Answer. So that works pretty well, too.
Man, you're a jerk. That's pretty awesome. Any other etiquette notes you guys got?
Ariel, don't you have an interesting anecdote?
I do have an interesting... Do we want... Ryan, do you want to go
first? I was going to talk about the
whole
internet
celebrity
etiquette
part. We're getting a bit late. We should probably get to the Q&A, you know?
We got 5 minutes. We'll do... Right. You know,
I was going to say, there's a certain etiquette that people don't understand with internet celebrity often is that internet celebrities aren't actually celebrities. They may have some notoriety within a group of a few thousand people, but they often aren't unapproachable like actual celebrities are. As long as you approach them like a normal person rather than like a celebrity. So don't be afraid if you see someone that like maybe you watch their you watch their daily video or you watch the show that they produce or read their blog or.
Whatever it is you do, or want to talk
shit with Glenda, talk about.
I can't talk though because I totally chickened out on saying hi to Heather Armstrong yesterday.
See?
Oh, and, totally and just because you're friends with someone on every single social network doesn't mean they actually know you.
We're friends
this
on
is true.
Social networks. Are we not? Are we not real friends?
Dude.
All right. Okay. Next, we're running short on time.
All right.
So transportation, here are numbers for all the local cabs or the good local cabs.
Just look it up on your iPhone.
Look it up on your iPhone. Rickshaws, they are the bikes that go around with baskets in the back that you can sit in. They are awesome, and the drivers are usually really nice. They're a little more expensive.
You can
get kind of surprised when you go 3 blocks and they charge you $20. But, you know, it's kind of romantic. It's kind of cute. If you're going somewhere and you can't get a cab, a rickshaw is a good answer. Shopping carts, not recommended. Not recommended. Hilarity ensues, yes, but not good for getting around.
Fisting, not recommended.
Also not recommended.
Thank you for reminding us.
Thanks, because we had
this hand lotion.
Is that a drinking
not
game
recommended.
Too? Yes.
Don't use antibacterial for fisting. Just
hey, okay, you took it too far. Now that was too far.
Dirty bastards.
God,
there is never too far.
You're making me blush. Uh-huh. All right, so I think we have some time for some Q&A. If anyone has some questions, there are microphones situated around, or you can just yell at your suggestions or throw tomatoes or whatever else you have laying around.
This is also general question time or questions for us if you've heard rumors about us and you from previous years.
Actually, you know what? We were walking towards the panel room, and we were all walking like as a group, and then like some dude was like, "Oh, that's Ariel."
He was talking to some other guys like, "Hey, by the way, that's Ariel, right?"
Yeah.
There.
Oh.
And so I actually Twittered.
Who were you?
We have overheard, questions.
Overheard.
Yay,
overheard.
Questions. Go ahead.
Out in the burbs, and I don't really. It costs a little bit to get back out there. Is it okay to bring my laptop bag to parties, or is that something that's not really?
It's generally kind of a little bit frowned upon in some ways. I mean, most people do. I stayed like 40 minutes out of town last year, and it sucked big time. But I brought everything with me at all times. I mean, if you have work to do, if you have blogging to do, obviously you're going to want to bring
your
laptop
with you. There's
nothing
against it, but you're sure going to hurt your shoulder.
Yeah, but you kind of like. Bump into people and
we
stuff.
We don't have that problem.
Okay. Yeah, if it's a crowded place, you might want to just put it between your legs. Don't knock into people with it.
I have a better suggestion for you and anyone else staying out. Please find a hotel room to crash at that's close by because you will be very happy. Part of South By is being within walking distance. So the other thing is bring your laptop and make some friends and then find a hotel floor to crash on overnight. You may feel like a little weird waking up in your own clothes the next morning, but you may appreciate the fact that you didn't have to go all the way home with your laptop.
Thanks.
Hey, are comments okay?
Sure. Yeah.
How about shameless promotions?
No.
My name's Dorian.
Boo, 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 boo.
We want to. I'm with Bitstrups, and we want to help. If anyone's got anything to promote or say about South by Southwest, we want to put it out
Oh,
there.
Yeah, you guys are comic blogging
this
the
is us.
South
so
by Southwest. I blogged
site,
about you guys.
Comics.
Say thank you.
You can tag them South by Southwest, and we will put them up on our big screen in the trade show.
That's awesome. Hooray.
So, bitstrips.com/South by Southwest will be a feed for
make a comic with absolutely no talent
tag.
Whatsoever. It's cool.
Exactly.
That's
yeah,
how it
yeah,
works.
Veronica
I can't
did
draw.
It.
She has no talent. No way. I did it. It worked. You just have to learn the funny part. Go ahead.
What's up?
I'm a veteran. I've been here many years. Anyway,
right
I
on.
Recommend Breath Mints. It's really good. also, if you make it out to one of the supermarkets out a little further than here, Purell, if you get a little travel size, they actually have a little thing that fits on your
Yeah, they hang off your badge. That's good. Yeah.
Right on. Kent.
Hey, been here a couple times.
How's it going, dude?
Doing all right. I wanted to suggest that the question was asked about bringing your laptop bag. You'll find at every party at South by Southwest, there is at least one jerk and he's wearing a backpack. And he doesn't understand that the backpack makes him about 5 feet around. And every time he turns, he knocks your beer over.
That's what I was saying. Yeah,
please
that's what I was trying
to
get
jerk,
across.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, just like if you're standing,
you
kind of put
like
it between your legs
like,
or something. Yeah.
Like if you're standing talking to people, take it off and like set it down between your legs.
Backpack 101.
Find a friend who has a very, very convenient location at the bar. Jason DeFilippo actually did this last night. And I took his bag and I put it away so that he could enjoy and hang out. So
nice.
When you see your friends with backpacks on, be sure that you offer to just put it aside if you have a very strategic location at the venue.
Any other questions?
No.
None? All right, guys. Thank you very much for coming.
Have
a great concert.
Dude.
Oh, I can't see that far. The question is, does stuff get nixed here and stolen? I haven't heard too many rumors. I heard about someone getting mugged last year, but it hasn't been verified. Just, you know, if you're walking around at night, walk with other people, I wouldn't really leave your stuff laying around just because it might get misplaced or shuffled somewhere. But, you know, just be no more worried than any other conference you're at. I mean, it's kind of the general rule. Keep your shit with you.
What
in
that?
What sense?
What's
that? Alienating
Twitter.
Your
does
followers,
Twitter etiquette
et cetera?
Apply? You can tweet as much as you want. Just realize that anyone who's not at South by Southwest will want to strangle you.
But who cares about them?
Yeah, I try to kind of do 50-50 South by Southwest versus normal stuff that I would normally tweet, just because otherwise people will, you know, may at least temporarily stop following you because they're like, oh, I'm sick of hearing about all this South by Southwest crap, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, that's kind of, I mean, Twitter is one of the birthplaces in a sense of the mass adoption. I mean, South by Southwest is one of the birthplaces, mass adoption of Twitter. So it kind of has a home here. I would say, you know, use common sense, do it as you will. Twit with joy. Anything else? Wrap up?
I've got free stickers and buttons if anyone wants
them. we have flyers
WordPress
for the party.
Stickers if anyone wants them.
And good times. Have fun at the show. And we'll see you next year.
Rock out.
Thanks.